NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Foundation for Open Government on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against the State Corrections Department for violations of New Mexico's public records law. NM Fogg wants a judge to declare that the Corrections Department must respect the public's right to inspect records now and in the future. The suit stems from Fogg's IPR request in 2024 for 3 years worth of NMCD financial records showing settlement amounts paid out after IPR lawsuits. The department denied the request. The new suit asked the courts to require the agency to produce those records and to explain which records it withheld in another request. And Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham gave a bombshell announcement when she said she wanted to redo the state fairgrounds with something new, possibly moving the state fair somewhere else. The General Services Department has an active request for proposal for a master planner to determine whether or not its current location is the best for the fair. The request for proposal closes on April 18th. Meanwhile, a bill awaiting the governor's signature will create a special district for the state fairgrounds. It's set to raise $500 million in bonds for public infrastructure projects to improve the area. And organizers for the Roswell Chavez County Matanza Fest have announced the event will be held in combination with the Roswell Hispano Chamber of Commerce Cinco de Mayo Festival on May 10th at the Eastern New Mexico State Fairgrounds. Originally planned to take place on December 7th, members of the Horseshoe Nails Brigade that organized Matanza Fest said that following the flooding in October of last year, they felt it would be better to postpone the event. Matanza Fest will take place 5 to 8 p.m. on May 10th with Cinco de Mayo following at 5 to 10 p.m. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.